podcast brought to you by Full Press Coverage. I'm here with my boys, Chris Bryant and Keith Gray, the Hog Farmers. How you guys doing today, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
Doing well, sir.
That's awesome. And glad to hear it. So these guys, I don't know if you guys are watching the NFL draft, we're getting some FaceTime and, you know, celebrating over in Kansas City. And, you know, as a Commanders fan, I was proud that you guys are repping us out there. So thank you for that, guys. I appreciate that. But the whole premise of this show is to kind of hear how that experience went. So how was the whole NFL draft experience, guys? Keith, start off with you.
Honestly, I guess I could say it was a dream come true. I mean, I've been to a draft before. I've been in Philly, but never been in the inner circle. So being able to have that experience and see the other huge fans of the other teams and seeing their costumes and what they've dressed up in, and just talking with hardcore fans, experience of a lifetime for sure.
That's awesome. And the way it was laid out, Chris, you can kind of help me out with this too. Do they kind of dedicate a section for every team pretty much, like at the arena? And I guess that's how it broke down. And how was your experience?
It's 20 seats per team, and each division is sectioned together. So it's the NFC all together. So the Cowboys were in front of us, and then diagonal were the Giants, and beside us was the Eagles. And then that's how it's like three rows of each division. And okay. Obviously the Chiefs were up front in their division. So yeah, that's how it was broken down.
Cool. And how were they for the most part? Were they different? Like, how are they different? Like, you know, the fans from different places, right? I feel like you know the Eagles guy. Okay, go ahead.
So I know the fans from all the different fan bases. And it was my first time going to the draft. And it was such a great, unique experience because, one, everybody there is there to have a good time, right? All the big fans from all, you know, each team is bringing their cool fans. And there's no ties to a game. So there's not that, like, you're wanting to cheer for your team. Everybody is there just to have fun. So it was great vibes from each team, Eagles fans, Cowboys fans. You know, everybody is there just, you know, taking pictures, saying hi to each other. And it was amazing.
That's awesome. What day was better? Was the first day better than the other days, or how did it all break down? I guess, Keith, what do you think?
Both days to me were the same. I mean, obviously we're going to enjoy day one just because it's the first round. But ultimately overall, the experience for both days was still the same. You know, you saw the same fans there, you know, in the inner circle. And when you look behind us, you can see the crowd kind of, you know, rallying up right there. Just cool, man. I mean, it's hard to really describe the emotions by, you know, other than just saying that it was, you know, again, amazing experience. I mean, I haven't really been out traveling as much and you know, to away games, and haven't had the real experience of, you know, meeting the other known fans of, you know, their teams. So having that opportunity and kind of just branching out a little bit was definitely very cool for me.
That is really cool. That sounds awesome. How did the whole trip get started? Like where do these plans come from, and how did you guys decide to go to KC this year?
Originally I got to go as fan of the year for winning this. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I kind of just reached out to other guys and they all decided, hey, let's just make it one big trip. And, so we all decided to go.
That's awesome. And then you guys were in the box, and who were the other fans that are with you? Just like random people from across the country, or how'd that come out?
A couple of them, they're pretty well known. I think Brian, I'm not sure if he's a season ticket holder, him and his wife. I see them all the time, all the games. But I think they're from North Carolina. And then there's another couple that was in there that I've seen quite a bit. And the other ones I have never met before. I think a couple were from Kansas City. Okay. So they had them in there. But so it was cool to meet some new and then some people that we've already seen before.
Cool.
Yeah, for me, it was there was a couple that I seen from past training camps.
Okay. Yeah.
And then on night two, there happened to be a couple Commanders fans right up at the front row before the inner circle. So we got together, you know, told the team that they were there, and we had some extra seats that were available. And so the team went and grabbed them and gave them an experience of a lifetime as well. So that was really cool for them. And we ended up being Facebook friends, you know, over That's awesome. So yeah, I mean, just pretty cool.
Yeah, me and Keith always talk about it offline about how, like, it's all about making experiences and having fun, right? It's going out and meeting people and, like, you forming these good relationships as you go out to new locations. So I'm glad you had that. How was KC as a city? Was it a good time? I've never been out there before. Was it, did you guys enjoy yourself? I see a big smile on your face.
Chris, I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
And then if any Kansas City fans are watching, or anybody, any Commanders fans from Kansas City are watching, don't take this to heart. But that city could not handle the draft.
Interesting. I heard that on social media. I was curious though. Why
it was so many people there, and there was, like, I guess they're still in the building stage in the downtown area, close to where the event was. It was barely anything open, unless you wanted to drink. If you wanted to go to a bar,
that was open.
You're okay, but
if you're a family or a drunker, then you don't like.
Past 9 o'clock, there was nothing open, nothing to get something to eat. I mean, maybe like one or two places, and it was. Yeah, it was in that aspect, it was a little hard, but it was nice to ride around to the different in the daytime, the different barbecue spots.
Yeah, I want to talk about that too. So, was Arrowhead anywhere close to, like, where the stadium was? Like, were you guys downtown KC? Like, Arrowhead's the stadium for the Chiefs. Like, actually, that's in Missouri. Never mind. It's all the location. Never mind. But I guess, yeah. How, so you guys were downtown KC, Keith? Is that where you guys were at? Okay, cool.
Yeah, we were downtown KC. We didn't take a trip to tour the stadium, but our guy KJ did.
Okay.
And, you know, he had a good time while he was there. Me personally, I'm not really, unless I'm seeing a game, I'm not really interested in viewing other stadiums. It has to be the full experience of an actual game for me.
Gotcha. And it sounds like the area was kind of small, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's a small town. Did you guys bump into some players? Did you guys bump into, like, NFL executives walking around? Did you see them? And I see you guys saw Chase Young in the lobby. That's been pretty cool, too.
Yes, it's actually – we were, I don't know what we were doing, Keith. We were walking, I think going to get food. And this lady, like, sprints up to us, grabs me by my shoulder. She had a Clutch shirt on. Like, she was an employee there. She's like, you guys got to come in here right now. He was there promoting his new New Balance shoe wear or whatever wear. Yeah. So we chatted up with him. He was really cool. Coincidentally, that was the same day that news broke. But
I'll help Chris out. It wasn't whatever wear. It was called Clutch.
Okay. By New Balance.
He said Clutch. But yeah, he did say
Clutch. Okay.
You got it.
See, I'm the fashion guy.
I know, but you're the fashion guy. Go ahead.
Do you want a story about Chris or not? Because I know he's gonna tell one about me, or he might. I'm gonna tell you a quick little story.
Perfect.
So, mind you, we were walking in the opposite direction. We had no idea. We were just literally going to get food. As Chris had stated, this young lady comes sprinting over, sweat from the brow. You know, she saw them. They were all in Commander's gear except for me.
Okay.
And we turned around and we talked to Chase for a few minutes. Super humble, super cool guy.
Huge.
My man, Chris. Oh, huge. I mean, I'm 6'2", brink of 6'3", you know.
He towered over you guys. I saw the picture.
Yeah, and he made me look small. Of course, I'm the dumb idiot walking in with head-to-toe Nike going into a New Balance store, and the sales rep is trying to convince me how New Balance is better than Nike. But, you know, hey,
having that, I'm sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I've had too much investment. Although I was looking at some New Balances. Sneakers, and I was almost, except for I'm cheap, but I was almost caught up in the moment. But my man Chris here was so caught up in the moment, he was about to purchase green booty shorts.
For what? Why?
So these were workout shorts, right, okay. George?
They were working out. It makes sense, right?
Nice. Go ahead. Right.
My man Chris works hard. You know, he hits the gym.
Okay.
And my man would have had to have squeezed into these green shorts that say Clutch on them, right?
Does it say Clutch on the butt? See, like, where does it say Clutch?
No, but it should have.
The leg.
Yeah, it was right on the leg.
Put some context behind that. Chase Young is literally trying to sell these to me. He has them in his hands.
Is he pitching?
Right. We're talking, and he's pitching it to me like, yeah, man, you know, these are the new my new line of the day. You know, I know you're a fan. Like, you know what I'm saying? I love supporting anybody that wears burgundy and gold, right?
That's a hard
and
person to say no to. Hard person to say
right,
no to.
Right, right. So okay. I got him to the counter. Okay. I got him to the counter, and I was like, man, these things almost booty shorts, man. I can't wear these things. I looked to see if Chase was around. I was like, hey, go ahead and put these back.
That's so funny. That's a hilarious story. That's so funny. Oh, man. That's so cool.
Good times.
Is Casey expensive? Like, what's the cost of living like out there compared to here? Is it pretty pricey or not really? About the same.
I mean, everything was a little, you know, food. It was pretty expensive.
Okay. I wonder if going to the Midwest was cheaper or something like that.
Nah, they look like they hiked the price. I mean, everything, the hotel, I mean, everything got jacked up for the event. So,
gotcha. All right. So, speaking of funny stories, we were talking offline. Apparently, Keith got a funny story with a scooter, Chris. Like, what's going on with that?
Well, like we said earlier, there wasn't much to eat after 10 o'clock. So, we ended up getting back from the night one or night two. I can't remember.
It was night two.
Night two. We were all hungry.
That was part of my frustration.
We were all hungry because, you know, we wanted to, you know, get the full effect of the inner circle. So nobody really left. Nobody ate.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, that's long. That third day's a long day, right?
It was a long day. Yeah.
That's putting in the work. I saw you like, sleeping, Keith. I ordered the same thing. It's crazy, but sorry.
So we ended up hopping on some scooters to go drive around or to find somewhere to eat. And we drove around for like a mile and we get there and the place is closed.
Okay. Right?
So then we drive to another place.
What he's leaving out is that's a $5 charge. Then you got to get back on the scooter, pay another $5. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. Keith was upset because the bird man was taking his money, the bird app.
Okay.
Then we get to the second place and it was closed. And then Keith goes to pay for his ride again and it doesn't work and he just is hungry and he gets so frustrated.
He's hangry.
He just starts cussing. He slams the bird scooter around. I'm like, you good, man? He's like, I'm leaving. So he just walks back to the hotel like 2 miles or whatever it was. And then me and Joe ended up finding a spot to eat and ate dinner.
He left out was George.
Yes.
I love this man to death, right? And I wasn't mad about it, but the first place that we stopped at, it was a bar, right? Yeah. And they had food in there, but they were charging a cover charge. And so we were So then they had a little roach coach outside and it pan pizza for $10. Now we know it's not gonna be no legit pan pizza for $10. It's gonna be some tiny, and Chris is like,
a good snack.
Yeah, Chris is like,
you know what? Want that?
Right. And Chris is like, you know, and I don't blame him. I was kind of the same way, like, man, I don't want pizza either, you know, type of deal. And so that's when I had the scooter problem and I threw a temper tantrum, which I did. I threw a temper tantrum because, mind you, it had been since noon since I had ate. Now, I was also angry from it like creeped up from the night before. Because again, we ran into the same problem. So I actually went to bed hungry the first night, right? And so woke up the next day and legitimately, you know, ate breakfast. Or actually, I waited till lunch. Mm-hmm. So I went from dinner to, you know, lunch the next day. But anyways, so it was just, you know, built up frustration. And I legitimately walked back. Well, don't you know, by the time I get to the hotel and I decided to do an Uber Eat for Taco Bell and I waited 2 hours to get my food. It was 1 o'clock in the morning before I even got my food. Chris messaged me and says, you ain't going to believe where we ate. And I said, what? And he goes, we ate at that place that we were at the first time.
We got pizza.
We got pizza.
So speaking of which, right? So Kansas City is known for their food. Did it hold it down? Or was the food legit? Or how was the barbecue? And did you guys bounce around to different places? Or how'd that go?
Yeah, we before Keith got in, me and Joe went to one place. I'm not gonna name it because I'm about to say it wasn't good. But yeah, it wasn't good. The meat tastes like Chef Boyardee. The sauce,
Okay. Oh, like sugar tomato water? Like a gross, like, yeah. Okay.
Oh, no, it just wasn't good.
And it was one of the most famous places. So, like everyone mentioned it. Did you try such and such place?
Yeah.
I want you to message me in the chat. Like, I want you guys, I want to hear, because I heard Gates is a really famous place. I don't know if you guys have been there before, but I don't want to hear about that one. Yeah, I don't know if you ever heard that one before. Yeah. Gates is a good one, but go ahead. Whatever.
We ended up going there. And then what? We went to Q39. And then we went to, what was the other one?
Now, Q39 was good barbecue.
Okay.
But it was fancy.
Yeah. Right?
So you're getting
small portions.
It's like a little small fillets for like $40. Yeah.
It was plated all fancy. Like, that's not how I want my barbecue. I mean, at least it was good. Don't get me wrong. And, but that's not how I want my barbecue, man. I want it nasty, greasy. Put it to it in a
licking. You want some like nasty barbecue on your finger. Exactly.
Put it in a plastic basket and let's do it.
There's a metal tray with the paper, you know, the brown paper underneath. That's what I'm thinking for a barbecue. But
Saturday, we hit Slaps.
Okay. And was that a famous spot out there? Slaps is good.
Yeah. It was really good. When we got there, the line was like wrapped around the parking lot and we had to wait probably 30-40 minutes to get the food.
Okay.
Are you guys brisket or ribs people? What are you guys?
I got burnt ends.
So they're burnt ends. That's all everyone talked about there. And I never actually tried it and I should have. In fact, I was going to ask Corey was with us and I was going to ask him for a little bite, but man, before I could, that food was tore up.
I don't know if you guys know this or the listeners know this, but burnt ends is basically, it's bacon. You know that, right? It's the same meat as bacon is cut into chunks. That's why they're juicy and so good. It's ridiculous. Okay. Yeah.
No, I didn't have that. I'm a pulled pork guy.
Yeah, pulled pork guy. Cool. All right, fellas, you know, I'm going to get you out pretty soon. I guess overall, it was a great experience. It seemed like you guys liked that, right? I guess when you guys were at the arena, did you guys see football players walking around? Like, you saw Bryce Young go on stage. And, like, I guess, what's a major takeaway in regard to the players and, I guess, the NFL experience? You guys have a major takeaway from that?
I mean, I'd say the NFL is super polished. Everything is coordinated down to the T. I actually got to go – backstage.
Yeah, did you actually read the card, Chris? I didn't hear that.
No. Okay. I heard we went to commercial for our pick anyway.
We always do. So basically I was watching the draft. I was at Poorhouse, which is a bar in Germantown, and I was like, all right, because I was like, I think Chris is gonna read the card. And then there was Commander's pick, it goes into the commercial, and I don't see anything. Like they eventually say Emmanuel Forbes, but I think Roger Goodell was the one that officially read it from what I gathered, right? Yeah. So I go
four picks before us. I go backstage.
Yeah.
They let most fan of the years. They didn't get to announce the pick because Roger Goodell announced most of them, except for I think a couple. Like there was a young boy that had cancer.
Yeah, I saw a couple. Like
there was a couple
experiences. Yeah, exactly.
So I go back there, and I got all of us got to. We're handing the jersey off to Roger Goodell.
Well,
so we would walk on stage and hand him the jersey, and Roger Goodell would hand the jersey to the player. So I go backstage, four picks before us, and it was so cool. They know a good 15 minutes to pick.
Before. I was going to ask you, did you know who it was before everyone else did, or how?
Before.
Okay.
So they know the pick. They have communications with each war room, the people backstage.
Okay.
So it's like cool to see, like I think the Green Bay fan was back there with me and we're chatting up young kid, and then his pick got traded. So they're like, all right, one of them, I can't remember what it was, but their pick got traded.
Do they print the jersey back there to you, Chris? I could put the name on
so
the
they
back.
Okay. So they I'm standing back there and they have 10 jerseys of each team blank with the number one, and everybody that is there, all the college players that are there at the draft, they have their names with white print. So they're all on there. And then obviously as they get picked, they take them away. So when I was standing there, there was like 8 names left. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm standing there like, all right, you're up next. All you have to do is go out there, hand Goodell the jersey, shake his hand, take a picture with him and get off stage. I mean, and then we go, and they're like, all right, y'all's pick is
Emmanuel Forbes.
He's not. So you're good. They just tell you to get out, and I left. And before I left, there was a NFL executive that I've known from through the Fan of the Year. She was standing there, so I was just thanking her of how coordinated the Fan of the Year process was from them when I was doing the ball.
Yeah,
really nice woman. So after we celebrated, we cheered for Emmanuel Forbes' selection. We're all cheering, and she comes up to me and says, "Hey, thank you for what you said to me earlier. I got something for you to take home," and she gives me the card for him.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, that's pretty
really cool. So, that is really cool.
Yeah, London Fletcher came out in night two.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he came out to the Inner Circle area where our section was, and man, poor guy. He got bombarded, you know, but you know, he's a beast, you know. Everyone loves London. So you know, he was kind, took some pictures with all of us, and then his last picture, he had even said, he's like, "All right, getting ready to take a picture with the Hogs."
That's awesome.
And so to hear that, you know, come from him, you know, it definitely was a feel good feeling. He took a picture with us and then he went on his way. But that was a really fun, quick experience as well to just add on to it. And what was cool about that was because, you know, in the beginning of the draft, some of the draft picks would actually, you know, get into the crowd and, you know, you see some taking selfies, you know, with the fans. And that was the one thing that we were kind of lacking at. No one's fault by any means. It's just, you know, we didn't have like that type of energy. What one, Forbes wasn't even there. So, you know, you couldn't get that anyways. Plus we weren't really up in the front. So of course it's not going to happen like that. But when you look over in our division rival, you know, Eagles, Kelsey was there, Jason Kelsey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
I didn't see that actually. I saw your picture, put him on.
You know, and super fun guy, you know, the guy's always full of energy. He's great for that fan base. Great for that team. I mean, Hall of Fame center all day. And then, I believe one of their draft picks, or no, one of their, announcing, I forget who it was, but came out. And, so the team saw that and, you know, they worked hard, got London out to come see us, and it worked out. And I think that 100% everything was represented well for the Commanders.
That's awesome, man. And it's kind of the counter to that, Keith. It's kind of funny you said there was a lack of energy because it looked like you guys were having a blast. It looked like you guys had a lot of FaceTime. You guys were celebrating, like, having a great time. It looked, from the outside perspective, you guys are crushing it. It didn't seem like it was like a low energy thing at all. So that's cool.
Not at all. Every Commander fan that was there in that inner circle, you know, we're just having a good time cheering and representing very well.
Cool. Last question, then I'll get you guys out of here. Just curious, I guess, like, you know, it's popped in my head. How was, like, the Commanders perceived, like nationally, like with other teams? Were they, like, happy with us that we got a new owner? Were they, did they recognize you as hog farmers, understood the correlation? Like, what was, just give me a Commander's perspective, I guess, when you were out there.
I think nationally, they did us a little dirty as far as that marching band logo we had up there. I don't know what that was about.
The one that JP Finley put on? Which one are you talking about?
Yes, that one.
Yeah, okay. It was like a train, it was like a conductor or something.
Yeah, yeah, weird. Yeah. And the team didn't do that.
Okay.
Interesting. So I don't know.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, the team didn't do that. I don't know where that came from. Obviously, it came from the NFL. So that, as far as that, I was a little weird.
The team submitted a hog, but I guess the NFL didn't approve it. Yeah,
interesting. That's good. That's a good little fun fact. Cool.
Right. I would say we had I tweeted this yesterday, the day before, and this is the truth. A lot of the NFL representatives, camera guys, all said we had the best representation and the group of fans out of everybody that was there. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Just us, which we did not mention, but they did have a fan rally. Night one. And cool. So, of course, we stopped by the fan rally, hung out there for a little bit. And when we decided to, you know, obviously hit the draft, we walked. It wasn't, you know, a far walk at all. We had NFL media who was just on the streets for some reason. I guess probably doing the same thing, trying to get to the draft. Literally stop us in dead walk to take our pictures.
That's awesome, man.
All the fans, we got so many from all the other fans, even, you know, the big time fans for the other fan bases were legitimately praising us, you know, for our look. And it became, you know, very recognizable. NFL guys, the same guy, I don't know what station he worked for, but he must have told us four different times on both nights. He's like, I absolutely love you guys. Love your look. I had people even come up and ask, you know, what's the Hogs, you know? And so being able to explain a little bit of the history, you know, from the past name
100%.
To why we're the Hogs. And then also talk about, you know, that we're a charitable foundation as well. And that it's not just a, you know, silly fans trying to dress silly. Like there's a meaning behind it.
I love that.
You know, we were able to tell that story to a couple of people, and we got a lot of love from a lot of people. It was a great feeling.
I was going to say, dude, it's definitely the Hog Farmers and Commander fans in general. Like we've been through a lot, like a name change, some downtrodden years, and there's been a lot that's been negative against us. To have diehards that are actually fully dressed and walking out and having that full pride, it earns respect from people. So that's awesome. So I'm glad you were getting the props while you were out there. That's really cool. I went to the National Harbor Draft Party. I know Keith, you have to go, so we'll talk about it later on. It actually was a really good time, so I really enjoyed that, and we could talk about that later, but it's cool. But to wrap it up, guys, thank you for everything. I don't know if you guys want to plug your socials or any upcoming charity events or anything you guys want to talk about. Your platform is yours, so thank you for having me, guys. I'm glad you guys are here.
Go ahead, Keith.
Nah, I don't like plugging stuff on other people's pods. I'm just Keith the Hog Farmer guy. That's it.
Keith the Hog Farmer guy. Chris, what about you, bro?
Yeah, just the Hog Farmers Charitable Foundation. You can search it under that in any social or anything. And like we said earlier, we help children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. And that's the most important thing we want to be known for beyond being fans of the Commanders.
100%, guys. And they're great people inside and out. I've known them for a couple of years now. We could definitely check out their Hog Farmer Charitable Foundation. They're looking for sponsors to fundraise because they're giving care packages to students for children with pediatric cancer. So definitely consider that. Gentlemen, it was a good catching up with you guys. Everyone else have a great night. Peace out.